Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We welcome you to Time to Talk About It, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. I tell you, we serve an awesome God today, and if you wake up today clothed in your right mind, you ought to give God some praise today. Thank him for waking you up this day. I'm your host, Sister Diane, and again, we welcome you to Time to Talk About It, where our founder was none other than Apostle Gloria Porter. And we just thank God today for you all just continually joining on this broadcast today. You know, we always start the broadcast off with prayer. Nothing changes. The only thing we know is when we pray, prayer changes things. So let's begin to draw our minds in and touch and agree with others that are in need of prayer, that are asking for prayer today. Touch and agree with them. Pray, you know, in your quiet time. You can also pray for them. You know, pray for your church's prayer list as well. Pray for your personal prayer list. Remember, we serve an awesome God, and God answers prayers. So we begin to pray right now. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, knowing that there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, O God, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord Father. But Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, O God, the prayers that you're answering right now, Father, and the prayers that you're about to answer, Lord. Father, we learn not to take nothing and no one for granted, Lord. And Father, we know, O God, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, O God, that when man have given up on us, Lord, Father, that you have not given up on us, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we can touch and agree with them, Lord, Father. Father, your people need you, Lord. Father, your people are crying out to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Michelle right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for continually touching her body, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as we cover her under the blood, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for touching her mind right now and giving her the peace in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elder Bolin right now, Lord Father, as we, Lord Father, pray for his healing as well, Lord Father. And we're going to praise you in advance and thanking you for every test that comes back negative right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, you say, whose report will we believe? And we will believe the report of the Lord. And Father, we thank you and glorify you for just touching and working in him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you faith, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her doorposts, over her room right now, Lord Father. Touch every doctor, touch every nurse, Lord Father. Every attendant, Lord Father, that comes into that room, oh God. Father, let them operate, oh God, with the love of you, Lord Father. And Father, we are thanking you, Lord Father, that when, you know, they enter in, Lord Father, to know, Lord Father God, that your angels, Lord, are standing guard round about her, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for what you have done and doing and about to do for her, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for we know it was nobody but you, oh God. And Father, we say thank you. Father, we pray that one day, Lord Father, she will come and speak and say what you have done for her, Lord Father. Father, touch her mom right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Give her that peace right now, Lord Father, that pass all understanding right now, oh God. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that her name is Faith, Lord Father, and we all need to stand on faith right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Maxwell right now, Lord Father. Father, you know what he's in need of, oh God. And Father, we thank you for intervening on his behalf right now, Lord Father. Father, do it for him right now. Touch his father right now, Jacob, right now, Lord Father. Father, touch him right now as you continue to heal his body, Lord Father. Father, touch his mom right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you that entire family right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kay as we continue to pray for her salvation. And Father, as we pray for Kay, Lord Father, we are praying, oh God, for our unsaved loved ones as well, Lord Father. Father, that they, Lord Father, may seek your face, Lord Father. Turn from their wicked ways right now, oh God. Father, repent, Lord Father. And Father, accept you as our Lord and Savior. Father, we thanking you right now for being that God of many chances, Lord Father. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy right now. Father, we ask you, oh God, to touch them right now, Lord Father. Let them not leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord Father. Father, this earth, people in the earth need you like never before, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you all those right now, Lord Father, that have cancer. We continue to call them, Lord Father, before you, Lord. Father, laying them down to you, Lord Father, for you said by your stripes that we are healed, Lord Father. And we are praying for them, Lord Father, for your will be done in their lives. Father, we hold before you Bobby that have throat cancer, Lord Father. Yamalet that have breast cancer, Lord Father. Father, we come in against cancer right now, Lord Father. Lisa that have cancer. TJ that have pancreas cancer. Spurgeon Walters, oh God, that has lung cancer, Lord Father. Father, some, Lord Father, can't even take the chemo, Lord Father. Father, some are going into, Lord Father, operations right now to remove, Lord Father, cancer, Lord Father, wherever they may be, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, and Father, we dry up cancer and all the root causes that go along with it right now in the name of Jesus, casting it out into outer darkness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And we thank you, O God, for your renewed strength in them, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for those that are ready to give up, Lord Father. Surround them with people, Lord Father, that would encourage and love on them, Lord Father. Touch those right now, oh God, that are taking care of them. Touch the caregivers right now, Lord Father. For Father, they need your strength right now, Lord Father. Touch right now in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yvonne right now, Lord Father. And we come against depression, oppression right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And we ask you right now, oh God, to touch her right now, Lord. Touch her spine. Touch her back area right now, Lord Father. And we say, spine, line up for the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. As we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind right now, Lord. Father, for we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord Father. And Father, we know that the fight is within the mind, oh God. So Father, touch her right now, Lord Father. Give her peace. Clothe her with that peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father, let her seek you like never before, Lord Father. Father, let her take heed, Lord Father God, to the word right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch her sister right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father, touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you right now, oh God. Father, we hold before you Kenneth right now, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, we thanking you, oh God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for keeping him right now, Lord Father, as we speak healing, Lord. Touch his body right now, Lord Father. Strength right now to his body in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Minister Rudy right now, Lord Father, as we speak strength and healing to his body, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for all that you have done, doing, and about to do for him right now, Lord. Touch his wife, Minister Dolores, right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch and heal her body as well, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to give them the strength, oh God, to continually stand in you right now. And when we say no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord, we cancel every assignment that was sent towards them, oh God. Father, those are your men and women of God that are standing on your word, Lord Father, preaching and teaching, Lord Father, your word, Lord Father. And Father, don't mind doing your work right now, Lord. So Father, we ask you, oh God, to keep that hedge of protection round about them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Rudy right now, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for bringing him out of the hospital, Lord Father. Father, as we continue to speak strength to him right now, regulate everything that is going on in his body right now, Lord Father, and make it every bit whole, Lord Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. feet, O God, and we say thank you, Lord. Father, let him be able to walk, Lord, Father, longer distance without oxygen, Lord, Father. Let him, Lord, Father, depend on your fresh air right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners right now, O God. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for shielding and protecting them, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for covering them under the blood and they're going out, O God, and they're coming in, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for shielding and protecting them from that unseen driver, Lord. We thank you for shielding and protecting them while they're on their jobs, Lord Father, running their errands, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled, O God. Father, we know, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you, O God. Now, Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast and we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, have your way. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Again, we welcome you to Time to Talk About It. Let me give you a word for today. God doesn't promise security from life storms, but security in life storms. God doesn't always call the equipped, but he will always equip the call. In the long run, avoiding danger is no safer than outright exposure. The fearful are caught as often as the bold. Let me read that again. God doesn't promise security from life. In life storms. God doesn't always call the equipped, but he will always equip the call. In the long run, avoiding danger is no safer than outright exposure. The fearful are caught as often as the bold. I tell you, that is so true today. It is so true today. I tell you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Lord, I give you honor, I give you glory, and I give you praise this day. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease me right now, Lord Father, as you increase in me, Lord Father. And Father, I ask you right now, Lord Father, to use me, Lord Father, to bring forth a word, Lord Father God, for the people, Lord Father. Father, to receive, Lord Father, and apply, Lord Father. Father, what you need the people to hear, Lord Father. Father, use me today, Lord. Use me this day to bring forth your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to tell you all today, you know. It's a little rough day today. But I thank God for this day. I thank God that he woke me up this morning clothed in my right mind. My topic today is how do you keep your peace? How do you keep your peace? What is peace? Peace is a state of tranquility or quiet, such as freedom from civil disturbance at peace in a state of concord or tranquility. Your peace. Your peace in this day and time is so important. Because in your peace, you're able to hear God's voice. You're able to hear the directions that he wants you to go into. And not worry about anything. And yesterday, Elder Addison, she talked about prayer. And prayer, I tell you, for me, I have no problem praying at all. You hear me say that? And even in conversation last night, just my cousin, she said, I was just looking for something and I just break out in prayer. And I just laugh because prayer, it's not just what I do, it's in me, you know, to pray one for another. And we ought to be our brothers and sisters keepers, no matter what it is that we're going through. Know that the peace of God, the peace that passes all understanding, I tell you, peace and prayer goes together. Peace and prayer goes together. Because in peace, in prayer, you develop peace. In prayer, you develop peace. And I'm going to read to you Psalms 120. It says, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul had long dwelled with him that hated peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Now let me tell you, you may be struggling right now with a health issue. See, David, for God, he said, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Whatever storm that you're going through right now, whether it be sickness, whether it be on your job, the peace that passes all understanding, people, we go before God. Some people think that they can go before God any way. You pray. You praying for peace. Peace within your body. Peace within your mind. Peace within your mind. He gives us the tools. He gave us the weapons. Fight. You can hold your peace. You are fighting. You holding your peace and you going before God. Lord, this sickness in my body, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. You praying. You having that conversation with God. But can you hold your peace when you're deep in a situation? Now, I know I know some of us has lost the battle because, you know, we wasn't in God. We wasn't grounded in God. But guess what? Now that you're in God, I say that you can still hold your peace. Hold your peace in whatever situation. You know someone is lying on you. You know someone that is defaming your character. And the natural part of you wants to lash out and go back into the world and act like you're in the world when you're not anymore. Holding your peace takes patience, takes trusting in God and knowing that he gonna fight your battles. Some people might want to say, well, they're a coward because, you know, they didn't do anything and this person said that or this person do that and you didn't react. You didn't react for them to see. Your reaction was putting it before God. Lord, you said you're going to fight my battle. Lord, you said vengeance is yours. So we can bring all that back to God in conversation when we're holding our peace. And bear in mind that what we want God to do and we expect God to do, move this way. We're telling God what to do. We're telling God, take them out of here. You know, I don't want to see them, or, you know, whatever it is that you want God to move the way how you want him to move. He's not going to do that. God moves in his timing, and God can take care of those that call themselves your enemies better than you can. Holding your peace means praying for them, because you know what? They're allowing the enemy to use them, and they don't even know that that is what is happening. They don't even know that's what's happening. They are being taken over by a different entity. I tell you, I have been in situations where people curse at me, use those foul languages, put it this way. And I watch at them, and I would laugh, and I would just begin to sing. Let me get in that peaceful place. Let me not answer a fool in his folly, because you know what? When you answer that fool, you too becomes a fool. Give it to God. And are we going to mess up at times? Yes, we are, because we're human, and that human part of us, you know, we want to act out. We want to act out. And remember, when you act out, don't think just because that person started it, it was okay for you to engage in it. Don't think it's okay. Because you know what? It's not okay. Some may say, yeah, she don't know what she's talking about. Let me tell you, the words say, vengeance is his. When we act out in anger, that's why the jailhouse is overflowing with people these days. Well, hey, of course, that's what it's going to be filled with. Because of people acting out in their anger instead of walking away. Society has it that, you know, hey, you walk away, you're a coward. No, you're not a coward. You live to see another day. God, give it to God. Give it to God, and he can take care of your enemies better than you can. Prayer and peace goes hand in hand. You can't have peace without prayer, without that relationship with God. You can't have it. You can't have peace without God. Like I read, some people want the gift but don't want the giver, but you cannot get the gift without the giver, because the giver is who gives you the gift. Speak peace today over your household. Your house was peaceful, and then all of a sudden is chaos in your home. And you're like, what is going on here? My house was peaceful. Now it's in a house of chaos. Walk around your house and pray. Walk around your house and pray, and pray for that peace to come back, and bind the hands of the enemy right now that's within homes today. Bind that spirit of confusion and all the tentacles that go along with it. Bind that spirit of distraction and all the tentacles that go along with. Bind the hands of division right now within families, within households. Bind them right now and cast them out into outer darkness. Release peace within your home. Walk around your home. Take back your home. Some people's houses, when you go into them, you feel the heaviness. You feel the heaviness in the home. You know what? You ought to begin to pray even before you enter in. And if that still small voice tells you don't go in, don't go in. You stand at that door. Don't go in. Because you know what? You can be stepping on enemy territory, and therefore you are free reign to them because you have crossed over onto their land. They have free reign to do whatever, you know, they want. Ministry is healing and deliverance ministry. And before I was even in the ministry, you know, they have down south, they had something called MOP, Mercenary of Prayer. They would go into homes. They would go into businesses. They would go, you know, into churches, and they would pray. They would pray until you see all of that gone, and it's now God's territory. But you cannot be disobedient to the word of God when that word said don't go means don't go. Don't go in means don't go in. Don't go back means do not go back. And as you see, David, you know, he was praying hard. And he said David was the apple of God's eyes. He was the apple of, can we say that we are the apple of God's eye today? In Psalms 122, say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. And you hear what it says? Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. People, we are the church. And when we get together in unity, praying, there is nothing that we can't do. There is nothing that we can't do because God gives us that power and he gives us that authority. Holding your peace means that you are going to develop patience waiting on God. Peace waiting on God. In your waiting, you're going to pray. And don't just pray for yourself though you're going through. Sometimes we ought to just stop and say, Lord, Lord, it is me in the need of prayer. You are not being selfish. You pray for everyone else. Lord, I need your peace. I need your peace. When I came on here and I said, it's a rough day. It's a rough day because I am greatly missing the woman of God. And I have to ask God for that's going to take me through this broadcast. His peace that's going to take me throughout the day. His peace that is going to keep me whenever I feel this way. His peace. His peace let me know that she is in a better place. No pain, no sickness, no nothing. She is praising God where she is at. I don't have a doubt in my mind that she is not praising God. She praised him here, so I know that is nothing. And I'm glad that she is not sick, no more pain. Nothing from missing her. That's why I say it's a rough day. But God, as I talk to you all, I'm getting peace. Peace. When something is troubling you, you can talk. You can talk. And the more that you talk about it, the more that you release it. And it does not take over you. God hears and answers prayers. You know what we're going through. Each and every one of us, he knows what we're going through. and know that just by banding together in unity, you can do that in your home. You can gather your children, your spouse, and you all come together and pray. Come together and pray for the peace in your home. Take your homes back. Take your homes back today. And as you begin to pray in your home, you're going to be praying while you're driving at work. You're going to pray while you're walking in the grocery store. You're going to pray while you're even having a conversation with someone, knowing that that person is hurting and needs some peace within them. They may not, how you say, they may not ask you for prayer. But you know what? You can stand there and you can pray for them inwardly. God hears you. Some don't know how to ask for prayer. They are living in such turmoil that the enemy have them, you know, not on the right track. I learned, and that's why I can tell people that when you are going through something, do not withdraw yourself from people. And when I mean people, I mean people that you know pray and don't mind praying. The enemy's job is to get you by yourself. That's the enemy's job. And if you don't know about the enemy's job, just go ahead and read Ephesians 6. It gives you your weapons to use. The enemy's job is to separate you from God. So creating turmoil within your life, can you still keep your peace when you know the enemy is trying everything to separate you from God? Toss, sickness, you know, you're fighting with your children, you lose your job, all that stuff. The enemy's job is to separate you from God. But you know what? With all this that's going on, Lord, you give me these children. I'm now turning them back over into your hands. That's what we ought to do when it says to come into the world. Anyhow, give them right back to God. But we don't do that. We forget to do that. Let me tell you, when you're in a abusive relationship, and I'm not going to just say a man abusing a woman, because women are abusing men as well. And what they do is they will separate you from your family. They will separate you from your friends. You know, it's like you're out there. You are disconnected from them. And when you're disconnected from your family and your friends, guess what? Now they got you. They can do whatever they want to you. Now, picture that, because that's what goes on today. Anyone that have been in an abusive relationship can say they separate you. You used to call your friends, you no longer call your friends. You used to hang out with your friends, your family, you no longer do that. And that's the same tactic of the enemy. That's what he does. if he can separate you from, you know, your friends that are walking in Christ, guess what? He got you. My advice to anyone that is going through something, please do not distance yourself. Find that one person that you can talk to, that they can touch and agree with you in prayer and pray with you. And if someone just out of the blue just walk up to you and give you a word that you know that the conversation was only between you and God, and God tell you it's time for you to go, make sure it's God. Make sure it's not just you just saying it, because sometimes we want stuff so bad that we say, yeah, God is the one that tell us, you know, to do it. When, no, it was you. Listen, we're in this time right now that we need, and I say we need, to pray. Look at what's going on in the world today. Things are created as a distraction to keep us away from what's really going on. But in all this, if you hold your peace and pray to God and ask him to see with the eyes of the Spirit, to hear with the ears of the Spirit. Listen. And as I was just now, I said that, I just thought about when Noah was building the ark. They made fun of him, and he's telling them it's going to rain. And he, that was his sermon right there. It's going to rain for how many years? And none of them would listen to him. None of them. And he continued to build the ark. And never once, because, you know, people can be very cruel, never once that, you know, he fight with them or any of that stuff. He continued doing God's business. How many of you today would allow someone to take you out from doing God's business? How many? Because you know what? Then you know who have the stronger spirit. If they can pull you out of Christ, were you really in Christ? Were you really that grounded in Christ? Or you was just easily manipulated? Stand. Stand on his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And he gave us that very word today to stand on. That very power and authority to use the words. Our words are so powerful that we don't even know. What we speak is what we create. If you speak destruction, that's exactly what you are creating, destruction. If you speak peace, love, that's what you are creating. When I used to drive, I would pray. I would walk around my bus as I inspect my bus, and I would pray. I would touch and pray. When I walk onto my bus, I would pray. I would touch every seat belt, and ask God, anyone sits in these seats today, you know what they're dealing with. Touch them. Do not allow nobody to change your atmosphere that you have created. In your house, you created a house of peace. Keep your house a house of peace. Walk around your home. This is what I'm telling you. Walk around your home. If you can walk on the outside of your home, walk around the outside of your home. You have anointed oil. Anoint your house. Put it on your hands. Walk around. Reclaim back your territory. What the enemy tried to take over, and I said try, because you're not letting them. Why? Because you're taking it back. You are taking it back. Walk around your home on the outside. Anoint your windows. Anoint your doors. Anoint your meters for those that still have meters. Anoint your meters. Pray. Walk in your house. Pray. Walk around your house just like God told the children of Israel to put the blood over their doorposts. Put it over your doorposts. When you anoint your hand and you touch your doorposts and you plead the blood that heals, the blood that covers, the blood that has salvation in it, the blood that protects, instead of us acting crazy when someone stepped to her, you know what? We need to begin to act crazy in the spirit realm. Using that power and that authority that God give us, that word that he give us, that we can do today. The words that we speak out of our mouth. How was this world created? By a word from who? Our creator. So if that's the big G and we are the little G, hello. He gave us that power. When we're angry, we say things that people say, oh, I am sorry, I didn't mean to say, devil, you are a liar. You mean exactly what you said. You know why? Because it was deep down inside. So it had no choice now but to be released. The words that we say out of our mouth can create life or it can create death. It can create disaster or it can create peace. To you today, God give us that free will. He give us that free will. What are we doing with it? People, the word says many hearts will fail them. Pray for the peace within your mind, within every fiber of your being, and those that are around you. Pray for peace, shield of protection around your neighborhood, around the grocery store when you're going, what are you going, run errands, paying a bill or whatever. People don't leave home without Jesus. Do not take our Lord and Savior for granted. Do not. God wants us. He wants us to enjoy our time. He wants us to worship and praise him. He wants us to draw others into the kingdom. What was that? I said, God doesn't promise security from life storms, but security in life storms. And you could take that right back to the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil, for thou art with you. He is with you in your turmoil, in whatever you have going on, if you allow him. He will give you peace in the situation. God didn't say for us to lay down and be a doormat. No, that's not what he's saying. But you cannot, people, you cannot fight spiritual with natural. You cannot. You will always lose. You will always lose. You cannot take a gun to a spiritual fight. Your gun should be the 66 books in this Bible, along with the ammunition. That's what your gun should be. Pray for the peace in school. Against gun violence and trafficking and child molesting and bullying. Pray for the peace. Teach your children to pray. It's important that we do. Teach our loved ones to pray. Today, if you don't know the Lord and Savior, you can do it right now. You can repent and you can ask God to come into your life. I'm tired of being out in the rain, getting wet. Talk to God, repent, and accept him into your life as your Lord and Savior. Is it going to be peaceful? You're not going to come up against anything? Nope, I won't tell you that because I'll be a liar. Know that you got more fighting for you than against you. Encourage somebody's heart today. If you know someone is going through something, pray for them. Pray for them. You don't have to know their business, just like I said yesterday. You don't need to know their business. But you know, if they're going through something, is there something specific that you want me to pray for? Or, you know, and when you're praying specific, you are targeting that thing that they asking God to move on their behalf. And pray with them. Don't just pray with them that one time. Continue to ask God. Go before God. Intercede on their behalf. You don't know who's interceding on your behalf. And God is working out your situation for you. Why? Because you take time and you was about his business because it was led on your heart to pray. You're not just praying for yourself. You're not just praying for your family. You're not just praying for your friends, those that, you know, in that close community with you. You're praying for others. Praying for others. And know that when we're praying here, others that listen to the broadcast, they're praying for you too. I love prayer. I love prayer, and I know I can't go before God any kind of way. Trusting that you know you can't go before God kind of way either. Back to Psalms 22. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, thy palaces, for my brethren's and companions' sake. I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. And what is peace in Hebrew? Shalom. Shalom. I tell you, peace. Peace within the walls, within the walls of your home. We are the house that the Holy Spirit resides in, this wall. So you can make it personal, not just your natural home, but the home that houses your spirit being, because that's all this is. We are spirit beings first. Peace. The peace that passes all understanding. I remember in going through a rough time in my life and just coming into the ministry. And it was a Bible study night. And I was struggling to come to Bible study. And when I walked in, called me up, and when I went to her, she began to sing, "My storm has passed me over." And the water was just, I couldn't even stop from crying. I was just crying. But with me shedding the tears, peace came over, knowing that God loves me, knowing that he is so mindful of me. Yes, I'm taking it personal, and you all can do the same. That he gave you, no man can take it from you unless you allow them to take it from you. Unless you allow them to take it from you. Don't allow nobody to take your peace. Take it back. Take it back today. speak peace. And when you go to a home and they do not receive you, dust your feet off and keep on walking. And yes, I have seen that done too. You read it. And when I saw it done, I was like, oh my God. That was the first time. And keep going. Don't let no one take your peace. Don't allow even sickness to take your peace. Can you praise God when you're going through? I had a headache a couple of days ago. And in just praising God, I never knew when my headache left. I never knew when it left. And no, I didn't take nothing for it to go. But then again, I did. I take the praising God for everything. Just singing. Find that happy song and just sing. Act crazy. Crazy for God. Because praise confuses the enemy. Believe that. The kind of music that you're listening to in your home. Change the stuff that you're watching on TV. I tell you. Praise God today. Praise Him today. Whatever you want, you thank God. So when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Praise God. People, you need to praise God. You hear the man and woman of God talk about stuff that is coming on this earth. Don't allow the enemy to distract you. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay aware and alert. Stay aware and stay alert and listen. The word says we have ears, eyes, and we see not. Listen today, people. Listen. Let your ears be tuned into the Spirit. Ask God for that spirit of discernment. Have that relationship with God. No day is promised to us. No day is promised to us. Just have that relationship today with God. So, you know, I'll open the lines for anyone that have any questions or you may, you know, in need of prayer or give a testimony. You know, all you have to do is press that one button. That call-in number is 347-857-3925 and press that one today. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed today if you need prayer. Don't be ashamed today if you want to accept the Lord as your Lord and Savior. Don't be ashamed. Take back your peace. Peace today by force. Let the enemy know. You don't have no control over me. Not today. Go ahead. You're live on the air. Hello? Are you there? I guess.
Hello?
Hi, Sister Elizabeth. I can hear you.
Oh, I'm here in Connecticut with all the snow and cold. I mean, I just thank God. I just thank God. You know, God knows what he does, and he does it for a reason, and we do have to have patience and learn and continue learning because things change, and we need to change and go to the Lord and speak to him. And I am just so grateful for knowing the apostle and all she's done in my life, all of your victory. I remember the first time that she came to pray in this place with Patsy, evangelist Eurisha, and she came up to me and she asked me, go up here because I want you to translate for her in Spanish if needed. And I was like, oh my God, because I really didn't know that much. I mean, I knew whatever, but I went, and it wasn't easy, but I just, you know, I thank God for sending me to Florida. That was to go back, and like I said, over there, I really learned so much, and even Spanish that people looked at you and says, oh, look at her, you know, she don't know Spanish, she don't know, because everything I took was with the Spanish, you know, prayer group, everything. And even though I did go to the English prayer thing because I really love praying, they said, oh, come to this, you know, they pray, they do this, whatever. And I'm like, whatever. And God was just pulling me there. And I wind up, and people looking at me, and then they realize, you know what, I wind up learning so much, not only in the prayer group, but because I was a bus attendant, and I was able to learn through these parents, through these children, even though they were from South America, from anywhere, and learning from them and helping them whatever way, whatever it is, they came to me, and I always helped them. I always help and do what I could. If I couldn't understand, I'd just go find out. But I am so grateful because over there I really learned so much about, you know, it was really praying, and especially with the Holy Spirit. And God was just taking me all over. And that's where I really learned, like, Spanish. I mean, I was like, wow. And it didn't matter. God took me everywhere. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, they asked me, you know, like one of them, the one in charge, hey, we're going over to this church. Can you come? You're like a daughter to me. And I said, sure. When I went there, it was all Spanish. And the guy comes up to me and says, we want you to pray. I'm like, oh, my God. So, of course, you know, I start off with in Spanish, then I go to my English but it was so amazing. I'm like, wow, wow. So God took me to many places, and I just thank God he would show me. I would pass by a place, and in a couple of years, whatever it is, I wind up going there. Somehow somebody took me there. It was meant to be. So it's, you know, listening and learning and praying, and, you know, you know, you have to experience, you have to keep going. It's not easy, but, you know, it's your path, whatever it is that God wants, you know, and trying to do, you know, and helping others. Mine was, you know, praying. I love to pray. I was it didn't matter if they asked me, hey, go to a weekend of something with, I didn't even know, even the Philippine people, they said, as long as you take me, bring me back, I have no problem. And I was always welcome. It was like amazing. I mean, places I haven't been, God took me. I was with these people, and it was amazing. God was there, and I felt, I could always feel, you know, his peace, his spirit, whatever it was like. And the people, I mean, they welcomed me. They saw, then later on, they turned around, even through the prayer group. Oh, my God, look at her. Look at her. They didn't know me, but I still stayed my ground. Even if I missed the bus, I kept going in the rain, whatever, and I would go right into the church, and I'd just stand there and pray. It was all God bringing me and showing me through the many people walking out in the street, because I don't drive anywhere, and I'd be looking, I'd be praying, and it was so beautiful, so amazing. I love, and I miss all that I did in Florida. But, you know, God has other plans, and we've got to continue on and keep learning and helping. And I just thank God for the for Gloria, for Apostle Gloria, for Radio Lodge, everybody in Victory Church, and all your prayers and love. And I always pray for you. Pray for them. Pray for people in the world, people whose faces I don't know, people I don't know. And I just try to learn. I learn to have peace and peace with others and understand it's not easy. We all go through a lot of trials and tribulation. But if we pray for one another, wherever they might be, you know, God hears, God knows. And God gives you what you need, not what you want. And God did that for me this year. He did it for me this year when we had to move from one place to another, and we didn't have much time. We had no choice. The enemy did all kinds of stuff. But God brought us to the place that he wanted us, that he knew that we should be, and you could feel the peace. There's a lot of work to be done, but God is with us. He is guiding us. He's showing me. I'm looking at a church. And there's a reason why I'm looking at that church, and I live nearby it. For whatever it is, I don't know. Only God knows. And he's been helping, and whatever I could do through prayer, through intercession, it doesn't matter. It's all for the glory of God. I just can't thank him enough for what he's done for me, for my son. Even in this cold weather, God has helped us. And there's so many things, but it doesn't matter. Just take one day at a time, one moment at a time. And if you don't feel well, hey, you know, just relax. Leave it to God. It's not easy. It's not easy, but we're human. We're human. You know, we got to learn to forgive, to forget, and keep going forward and helping one another regardless, because we all are in pain. We're all going through so many things. But if we talk and release it to God and talk with somebody that you feel comfortable with, it makes a difference because you're releasing it in the atmosphere. And then you can speak more freely about it. And that's how I've God used me in many ways. Use me with, you know, for certain people. And they come and tell you this happened. It didn't matter because you know what? I went through that and I was able to speak. I was able to pray, you know. You never know where you're going to be. God has a person, whatever it is, and you help them. You pray for them, you know, and help them whatever way and keep going and, you know, pray for them regardless. The ones you can't see, the ones you don't know because they're in pain and suffering. They need to talk. They need to release. They need to sing. My thing was singing, too, singing and praising. And it's to me, it's always been amazing. I love to pray just like you. I just, all my life, God brought me through my journey, and it was him, and he did it the right way, the best way for me. I could say it now. It was all God, and I'm so grateful for all he's done in my life, but also all the people he brought in my life, regardless if they made me stronger for it and continue to pray, because that's what helped to experience, to learn, to understand, to look at children, their eyes, their faces. They can't speak, but you can see them. The ones out there, they're just standing and waving and smiling. You keep passing by, and they give you peace. They give you love, and you can go by another time, and they might not be there. And it's always, you know, smile, you know, and mimic, do whatever it takes, you know. The kids know parents will say, oh, I don't know why they, you know, talk to you, whatever, because God used them. And I would smile at them back, whatever. And it says, hey, they know who to go to and who not to. And we always got to be helping and praying.
They are more sensitive than us.
Yes. And they see, and you watch them. And it's so amazing, regardless of the pain or whatever, if they can't speak or if they can't, you know, they're in all kinds of stuff. All they have to do is look at you, and their eyes twinkle. Or they look at you because they want you to, you know, to go back to them You know, like I had one, he had a little cap in his head, and he deliberately threw the cap on the floor. And I looked back, and I, you know, I did with my finger and says, hey, I'm watching you, whatever. And he would smile and smirk, a lot of them. I didn't even know. And they would point up, look, to the lady walking them, you know, look at her, you know. And they would be smiling. They would. It's amazing. Working with children, to me, that was the most blessing. Those 15 years working on a school bus with all kinds of children, all kinds of parents, and the schools, the ones that really worked and helped, all those wonderful people that work with me, work with the parents, work with the children. That was such a blessing. And helping them, whatever, there's words, the smile, the look, anything. And I work with all kinds, up to 22, all kinds of behavior, all kinds. And I'm so grateful to the many parents, many teachers, all over, working together to help and lift one another, whatever it takes in helping these children to keep going, to keep learning, not to give up, you know. It's amazing. I just thank God. And I'm so grateful for all the prayers.
We thank God for you, Elizabeth. You know, we had some really good times when you were, you know, down here. We enjoying, you know.
I love the apostle. She was like a mentor. She was everything. God knew. And whatever she said, whatever, and you know, it's the truth. And I just thank God for the many places I've been that God has taken me. And I could say that a lot of them always say, you know what? They don't even know. It says, you are welcome. Why? Because you just go. You go in and you just feel. You just feel and you pray with them and do whatever it is. And I take their names, and I got names and stuff all over the place, and pray for them. I would go into the schools, into many places, or I'm on a bus, and I'd be writing down quotes. It's me writing, and go back, and oh my God, that's what I'm saying. I write and write and write, and you know, and I do that to encourage others to say something, to help them. And I also get encouraged with so many people. So I just thank God. I said, you know, just like you said, we got to keep praying. We got to keep going. Don't stop. Yes, there's changes. There's always going to be changes. Everything doesn't stay. But do you want to go back to it was, or do you want to go forward? Because God has better plans. It's not going to be easy, but he has better plans. And we are needed. We are so needed all over. Because we got to continue praying. We got to keep helping one another, regardless. Yes, when you're down, they're going to bring you up. He wants us all together. It's, you know, it's all about him. He wants his children, his family. So when it's time to go, hey, it's time to go. And you pass, like they say, you pass the baton on to somebody else. He said, that's it. I says, hey, united we stand, divided we fall. We got to help and lift and continue and learn from one another and talk, whatever it is, you know? Yeah, nobody's perfect, but as we talk and we learn, that's their opinion, your opinion, but it doesn't matter because you talked about it instead of keeping it inside, instead of festering over it, you know? Hey. You let it go. You release it to God. God knows what he does. He's so amazing. I mean, in my life, I just thank God. I'm going to be, hopefully, and God willing, in August 73. I'm grateful for all he has done in my life, through the good, through the bad. It didn't matter because he was there. He protected me, and it was all due to praying. And he showed me a lot of things. And even with the enemy, did so many things. God and people were all around praying for me. And I just thank God. I just thank God for whatever I could do and help in any way, whether it be if I could give a couple of dollars, if I could go to your house, if you need cleaning, if you just need, you know, somebody to listen to, it doesn't matter. It's the help. And to continue together.
You
So I'm just so grateful, and thank you, Sister Diane, and everybody else. I just want to thank you and bless you all, and I'm so grateful for knowing Victory Church, for Pastor, for the everybody. It doesn't matter. Everybody. We live, we learn, and that's how, you know, we have to speak about it. Release it, release it. Give it to God. It's not easy. And keep going. We're human. We're sinners. Ain't nobody's better than nobody else. We all have trials and tribulations, but we have to help and lift one another. Well, if you don't feel well, hey, chill out that day. It wasn't meant to be done. Sometimes it's a different day that God opens up that door for you to do whatever it is. So it's all about God and waiting and learning to wait. And patience and peace, you know. That's all, like I say, is thank you. God bless you. God bless Radio Blodge, everybody in the ministry and everybody. I just, everybody, all the people, regardless where they are. I just thank God because they've, all them people have been praying for all of us too, to have peace and love and help one another and go forward. Go forward. You know, we're soldiers of the Lord. We are intercessors. All the, whatever it is that you could do, that's what you do. Nobody's better, smart or whatever. It has nothing to do with that. God, when you're born, God already knows what's going to happen. It's up to you to try to continue and go on till it's time for you to leave, you know, and give God all the glory because that's all I can say. I give God all the glory for all he's done and been with me, and I just thank God. I just thank God. And praise him and worship him and so grateful and to go forward.
Amen.
So thank you, Sister Diane.
Amen.
I just want to bless and thank you. Even though you might not have heard from me, I was in prayer. I was in prayer. I was in, you know, going through different things, but, you know, God was with me.
God's business.
We have to keep going. We have to overcome.
God's business.
That's okay, it. Take
Elizabeth.
A kiss. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for, you know, Sister Elizabeth sharing with us today. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. Our calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. This Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. for Facebook Live service. And you can also join us on the prayer conference line. Trusting that you enjoy the broadcast today, we speak nothing but blessings to you this day. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way. struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.